如果你学的是美国的这种大生产、大消费、大浪费的模式，你最后也走向的是这个模式。为什么中国？
If you learn the American model of mass production, mass consumption, and mass waste, you will eventually follow this model. Why China?
在四千年的
In 4,000 years.
这个农耕历史上
This is a history of agriculture.
可以做到土壤的地地常新，在这么少的土地上养活了这么多人口。
It is possible to achieve a constant and abundant supply of soil, supporting so many people on such a small amount of land.
我们用9%的土地啊，养活了20%的人口。
We use 90% of the land to support 20% of the population.
啊，它确实是奇迹，但是这个奇迹肯定是用化肥、农药啊，然后等等这一系列。
但是其实这句话吧，你再去想一下，就是
Oh, it's definitely a miracle, but this miracle must have been achieved through fertilizers and pesticides and so on. But actually, think about it, it's
我当时不是翻译一本书叫《四千年的农夫》吗？
Wasn't I reading a book called The Farmer of 4,000 Years?
中国、日本和朝鲜的永续农业。
China, Japan, and Korea, sustainable agriculture.
然后当时这个富兰克林金博士，就是这个书的作者。
And at that time, Dr. Franklin Gold was the author of this book.
他也是一个土壤学家。
He is also a soil scientist.
啊，美国农业局的一个土壤局的局长。
The director of the Soil Science Department of the USDA.
他在1909年来中国学习。
He came to China in 1909 to study.
他当时带来的问题是什么呢？就是为什么中国
What problems did it bring? Why China?
在四千年的
In 4,000 years.
这个农耕历史上
This is a history of agriculture.
可以做到土壤的地地常新，在这么少的土地上养活了这么多人口。
It is possible to achieve a constant and abundant supply of soil, supporting so many people on such a small amount of land.
化肥和农药在那个时候是没有的嘛，在中国。其实北美的那种模式，它在200年历史上，它就把土壤的
At that time, there were no fertilizers and pesticides. In China, the North American model, which has been around for 200 years, has taken care of the soil.
地地破坏了一半。
The land has been damaged.
现在可是14亿。
Now it's 1.4 billion.
那你现在的很多的东西也都在发展呀，无论是设施农业、种子、管理。
So, your many things are also developing, whether it's facilities, agriculture, or seed management.
你那个时候你还没有灌溉呢。
You haven't watered it yet.
你那时候全都是靠天收。
You were all relying on luck back then.
你现在
You are now.
说个土地你就有能浇水。
Tell me the land and I will water it.
是吧？就是农业的这几个要素。
Right, these are the key elements of agriculture.
水利工程啊，种子呀。
Water conservancy projects, seeds.
等等，这些都在发展啊。你不能把这个功劳都归为。
All of these are developing. You can't attribute all the credit to one person.
农药化肥啊。
Pesticides and fertilizers.
得需要的是一个
But I need is one.
就是真正可持续的系统
That's a truly sustainable system.
可持续的食物系统，因为现在
Sustainable food systems now.
我们浪费将近三分之一的食物
We waste almost one third of our food.
也就是说你在这儿不断的抽血
That means you're constantly drawing blood here
吸血
sucking。
然后你在这儿化肥农药的用，然后你生产出来很多，又去大吃大喝浪费。
Then you use fertilizers and pesticides here, and you produce a lot, and then you waste them and eat and drink lavishly.
最后你三分之一全浪费掉了，你这儿。
Finally, one third of your money is wasted.
增产出来这些东西干嘛去了？
What are these things for?
对吧？然后你又是。
Right, and then you are.
大规模的运输。
Large-scale transportation,
仓储物流，然后这种大规模的消费
，warehousing and logistics followed by large-scale consumption.
这个体系它就是朝向那么一个体系，就是如果你学的是
，This system is oriented towards a specific system, namely, if you study.
这个美国的这种大生产大消费大浪费的模式，你最后也走向的是这个模式。那我们有没有可能有另外一个模式，就是
This American model of large-scale production, large-scale consumption, and large-scale waste eventually leads to this model. So, is there another model that we can adopt?
我们不去追求
We don't pursue.
就是它该是
That's exactly what he should do.
这个十岁的孩子，他就十岁，咱们就让他产到这么一个规模。然后呢
？This 10-year-old child, he's 10 years old, so we'll let him produce to this scale.
我们把这个尽可能的在地化，比如说你。
We try to localize it as much as possible, like you.
你就想吧，比如说海南的黄瓜运到北京，它有意义吗？80%都是水。
Think about it, for example, transporting cucumbers from Hainan to Beijing, is it meaningful? 80% of them are water.
你来回运水它有没有意义？那我们可能食物更在地化的生产消费。
Is it meaningful to transport water back and forth? Then we can have more localized food production and consumption.
然后这种
，than this，
更
，more，
更可持续的一个体系，然后包括
，a more sustainable system and including，
每一个人的，当然这个涉及到大家的这种
，everyone's of course this involves everyone，
饮食观念
，dietary habits，
这个冬天坐在办公室里
，sitting in the office this winter。
恨不得热的都穿背心儿。
I wish I could wear a tank top for everything.
那然后你夏天坐在办公室里。
Then you sit in the office in the summer.
又冻的得穿西服，他我觉得就是不对的。
I think it's wrong to wear a suit in the cold.
你过度的去消耗这个能源，然后你。
You are consuming this energy too much, and then you
把自己给活反了
turn yourself over